Army Doxy for today. Keep dreaming. Political name-calling took a quick and sudden break this weekend with the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. While at a campaign stop, a bullet from would-be assassin ripped through candidate Trump's ear and left the country and the world asking the questions that always follow. How can this happen? Why did this happen? I flash back to my third grade classroom, vividly remembering my teacher, Mrs. Ferris, running into the room to tell us, "Boys and girls, put your heads on the desk and pray. President Kennedy has been shot." No, we weren't in a parochial school, and yes, she did ask us to pray in a public school with no backlash. The year was 1963, and we were just recovering from World War II, the Korean War, the McCarthy era, and we're about to enter the era of uncertainty with the assassinations of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Robert Kennedy, and attempts on Presidents Ford and Reagan. Vietnam, Iran, Lebanon, Iraq, Ethiopia, Cambodia, Bosnia became worlds within our world, where conflict and war propelled these nations to our news feeds, giving us opportunities to weigh in with opinions without ever understanding the full extent of their pain and suffering. And here we are, several decades after those events of last century, dealing yet with another assassination attempt and the reality of hundreds and thousands dying daily in attacks, in wars, and genocide activities globally. The world changes quickly, sometimes with a bullet invading the body, sometimes with troops invading a country. Finding hope and a belief in a brighter tomorrow at times, most, seems difficult, if not impossible. Hope is what keeps us dreaming for better tomorrows. The gospel reading this week in our churches comes to us from Matthew chapter 18, where Jesus challenges his disciples to imagine God's response to the violence we witness. "What do you think," he asks, "if a man had 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." God is merciful. He is saddened by our inability to live in harmony and is forever hopeful of our return to understand one another and live under the commandment of love. We pray for victims, our world situation, and we pray for hope so that we can keep dreaming. Lord Jesus, hope of humanity, keep hope alive within me as I see the evil around me. Give strength to those affected by the bullets and bombs of evil, so that they may overcome the obstacles before them and continue to dream of better tomorrows. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.